It's just... Bro, this TikTok has got to be like me doing absolutely nothing out of nowhere. Stop slapping my head. What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another video. And for this video, we got a doozy. We got the man, the myth, the legend, the man behind the outro song. Boy, Izzy. Izzy, man, the isness.
Good to be here, guys. What's going on, guys? Izzy out here.
Long time coming.
Appreciate it. It's an honor and humble to be here.
So this video, he has no idea what he's really about to get himself into. Gave him a rough idea of what we're doing, but this will be interesting. So noted, he has a Hunter x Hunter hat on. But he knows nothing about this show. He just thought the hat was cool.
The green, the pink, the orange is a vibe. That's all I'm saying.
Overall, his knowledge of anime is...
Dragon Ball Z. That's it.
He's early 90s, you kind of like
early
tap
90s,
out.
Early 90s, Trigun, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, so yes. Anything more current, you're just like...
No.
You're good.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, you do the outro song. Izzy is a musician. More than that, videographer, all types of other shit. You do all the things.
A lot of things.
So let them know, you know, what you're about in regards to your talents.
Yeah, sure. So you can follow me at Izzy Music. But essentially, I produce, I rap, I write. I also do a lot of videography, too. I love hip-hop dance. I love contemporary dance. Just maybe I have a dream of doing a movie at some point. Maybe, you know, just like take. I love the idea of like the stuff in anime, but just like in real life. So I feel like maybe at some point we gotta do some action movie anime stuff, you know, get the real croc, maybe bust out that actual samurai sword on the wall and like just make it happen. You know, and also just like to make dope content with my dope friends.
Of course.
So that's all it is.
But music stuff. Music shit is fire, bro.
Appreciate it.
A bunch of music stuff.
So, you know, just like the journey since 2010, got on a mixtape with a Talib Kweli, and it was just from there, it's just really a whirlwind situation. I had a band. Shout out to The Plan, Adrian Bridges, John Bell, Nancy Yee. We toured all over the city, upstate New York, got to open for Awkwafina, just a lot of cool things, and you know, just using my music as a positive platform. The last show we were able to do to help out the Asian community in Chinatown for hashtag Stop Asian Hate, and you know, release an album in 2021. Looking to make some new music hopefully this year, so stay tuned. But you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, look up Izzy Man. There we go.
So basically what we're doing here, the title of the video was going to be one of those little clickbaity type titles. Musician rates judges anime intro songs.
Ooh, okay.
So this will be interesting because you, like I said, you do have some nostalgic anime that you're into, but you're just not up to date with it.
You don't really keep up with it.
So most of these songs you won't know, but there'll be some that you know.
Right.
So I feel like you can give kind of like this kind of unbiased take because you don't know anything about the series.
Yes.
What we'll do is we're going to go through a list of curated songs, about 62 songs.
Oh, sorry about that.
Anime intros tend to be about a minute and a half long.
So, okay. You
know, obviously this will be edited down, cut down. We can't play the whole audio for these songs because I'm not trying to lose my channel again. That was a lot. I'm not trying to do that again.
Damn.
So it'll be edited down, so it won't be.
62 songs.
Light work for you, bro. And I feel like, you know, you got good taste in music. I feel like you're open-minded when it comes to...
And you know what I actually do appreciate about typical anime intro music? Sometimes has nothing to do with the actual anime. It could be like a dark, you know, like violent anime, and it's like the cutesiest song.
Yeah.
You know, I totally understand, so I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Ready to make it happen.
So this will be kind of like a tier list,
okay. Mostly.
We won't have tier maker on the screen, but, you know, there'll be some cues when I edit the video and
what your
rating is. So we're going to give this a rating for each song. So from S to F. So S being the best, obviously.
Yes.
A, B, C, D, and F. I already got the document here pulled up for you for all the songs. So that's all you need to know is remember the ranking. You give your true ranking, how you feel when you heard that song.
Okay.
Even if you see the anime intro, you can look at that too because we're going to be playing the intro itself. Maybe you might think the visuals with it are dope too. So maybe that may sway your opinion. But we're not talking about just the songs, just the intro altogether.
Got it. Okay. Because so, like I was probably trying to go into this as like a blind thing.
Yeah.
And maybe like I don't even want to look at the visuals. I just want to hear it.
Sometimes the visuals do it because you can kind of see what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just feel like I'm just playing a Spotify playlist. So I don't want
that makes sense. Yeah.
So we'll have the visuals a little bit faded kind of in the corner.
Okay.
Just so people can see exactly what we're watching. They'll hear a little bit of the audio. I got the speaker a little bit far away from the mic. So let's get this going. So before we start this video, if you have not already, please be sure subscribe to the channel as well as hit that notification button to get notified for more content. that I put out. So if you end up enjoying the video, be sure to hit us with a like, leave a comment, and let us know your thoughts on whether or not his opinions are trash. He got L takes, W takes on some of these intro songs. He has no bias. He has no connection to any of these shows. Some of them you might, but not all of them. You don't know the list.
It's like three connections, maybe. We'll see. At most.
We'll see. So, without any further ado, let's just get into it, y'all. If she ain't got a butt, fuck it, get into it, yo. All right, first song we are playing is Attack on Titan Season 1 intro.
Okay.
I think you know a little
I watched a couple episodes of like the first season.
Yeah.
And then I had to do a recap because like that shit got too wild.
Can we curse? Yeah, you can curse. Can we curse?
Is this a radio show? I don't want to get censored. Nah. I don't really curse in my music. I'm trying to be a positive for the kids.
All right, Chance. All right, so we'll play Attack on Titan Season 1 intro, Linked Horizon, called, I'm going to butcher it, hopefully, but I'm sorry. Gurren no Kumi, Yumika.
Okay.
Yumika.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Horns, choir. I hear that organ. Ooh. That thumping drum. Yeah, no, I've seen this intro. It's actually one of the better songs. It's catchy.
Everybody knows that shit.
It's epic. It's so interesting. Yeah, that shot with like the whole squad representing is fully represented in the song. Ooh, and I love that little end. It's like it leaves you with hope. I feel like that track hits on so many levels. The lyrics, the singing, there's that part where they like take the singing and make it sound like talk boxy, almost like the part of the guitar line.
Yeah.
Song hits. As far as tears, I would give it an A.
Mm.
I would give it an A.
Oh, stunning.
I'm gonna... I think, you know, I we got 61 more to go, so I think A is safe.
What's dope is that you said, I know this one. Yeah. I know this one, so people will probably think we cap it now, because they probably think we lying. He's like, oh, you got a Hunter hat on, and you knew this song already? So we phonies now. Now we look fake.
It's funny, because like I've heard the song, but the only reason why I hummed it like later on, it's, you know, it's repetitive, it's catchy, it's like, and it's such a, like, I feel like if I hear that song, like, waking up in the morning, brushing my teeth, like, that's like a Rocky running up the stairs type of song. It's fire. It's catchy. I give it an A. Again, I'm pointing out, I saw like a little bit of season one and I had to watch a recap. And even after the recap, I was like, I still don't know how to feel about this series.
I love how you're defending yourself. He's like, oh, I swear to God, I don't be watching anime. All right. So we'll go with next up. It's another Attack on Titan song from season two.
Oh, so I didn't even know that there were separate songs for every season.
So what tends to happen in anime is that a lot of anime is seasonal now, so the anime intro changes every season.
Oh,
or sometimes they even change halfway through the season.
Okay.
And then back in the day when like Dragon Ball and things like that were weekly,
mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball had the same intro for a long time, but a lot of modern ones after a while would change intro songs probably after like every arc or two.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm used to like the Japanese version and the American version. Yeah. That's all I'm used to. So.
This is for season two, the opening for season two by the same people, but the name of the song is called Shinzo wo Sasagyo.
Shinzo wo Sasagyo. You gotta say it like
Shinzo Sasagyo. That's what they usually scream. I was like, see, he's like, yo, you gotta put some sauce on that.
You gotta put the Sasagyo. Right. There you go. Can you bust that up louder? If not, it's okay.
Yeah, nah, I'm not louder than that. It's because it comes from the little Mac.
No, it's all good. So right now, I hear the motifs from the first one. Personally, I don't think it's as epic. It's giving me like Stephen Sondheim musical vibes.
Mm.
Like that's, that part.
He's like, ooh.
Yeah, that part, like. It's the groove. I miss the trumpets. The strength of the trumpets. I need like the strength of the trump.
Mm.
Really need that strength of the trump from the first one. it's like not as good as the season one.
Yeah, you feel the same vibe, but it's you just a like good it, vibe. It don't slap
it's
the same.
It's not hitting. I'm giving that a B.
A
full grade letter. If I could, it'd be like a B plus.
Only full grade.
It's
only
a B.
Full grade.
It's a B.
All right, so this will be the last Attack on Titan opening I'm giving you.
Okay,
I'm skipping season three ones.
Okay,
season two have also multiple ones. I think. So this is season four part two opening.
Oh,
they broke.
Okay.
You know how Kingdom Hearts has multiple parts for no reason
Kingdom
Hearts 2,
right.
2.8.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what they've been doing with Attack on Titan. Like, all right, this is the final season. All right, this is final season part two.
It's like when you're trying to make a document for work. It's like final,
yes.
final edit,
yes.
really the final.
So we're on final season part three, which will premiere. It should actually be the ending this time around, but we'll see.
All right. We'll see.
So this is Attack on Titan season four part two. Artist is called Sim. The name of the song is called The Rumbling.
The Rumbling. I already don't like that it has an English name. More metal. Oh, they got the screamo. I'm waiting for the. There we go. Oh, this is a vibe. Ooh. The symbolism. Interesting. Yes. 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 I want to play this in Guitar Hero.
I think there's people who made mods for
it. I'm sure. But like, not the guitar part, like the drum part. The drum part sounds fun. Like the double pedals. Gun. Ah, the strings are fire. That's definitely darker. But I also noticed, and I could be wrong because my eyes are closed like half the time, but I felt like that trailer or that intro is more focused on the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, like, the darkness,
aggressiveness. Yeah.
And with that said, I give it an A for aggressive.
That's an A.
That's an A. That what I liked about that, so the season 2 one, I know we got like 60 more of these to go, so you know, tell me to shut up if I have to, but just giving you some thoughts. Season 2, it was like season 1 light. It was like season 1 reprise.
Yeah.
You know? Or season 4 part
season 4,
X,
yeah.
whatever it is. Like, we throwing the book
it's
out the window.
Down.
It's going down.
Yeah.
Like, we just going. I love it.
Alright, cool. We're out of Attack on Titan.
Okay.
Next one. We're basically going in alphabetical order of the list.
Okay.
Of the name of the anime, not the name of the songs, obviously.
It's
a little bit more easier to keep up with. So, this is for Beastars.
Never heard of Beastars.
The name of the artist, Allie, and the name of the song is called Wild Side.
Okay.
The visuals are also very interesting.
Okay, so I'm gonna pay attention to the visuals because I've never heard of this show. Oh no, I already love it. Oh, I love it already. Jazzy Japanese rap. Okay, so that singing part is taken away from it for me. But I love the. Yo, this reminds me so much of Tank.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, this part. Oh man. So is the anime like claymation like this?
It's full CGI, actually.
Oh, okay. I think the song is incredible. I think the visuals don't do it justice.
Mm.
And where are we talking about overall, right?
Yeah.
With that, because of that, I'm only giving this an A.
Okay.
If the visuals, like, match the energy of the song. And also, there's this one part of the song where, like, someone else starts to sing in the middle and it sounds like, it's not rapping. It's, like, this weird effect thing. I wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
But
you will listen to the song by itself.
The song by itself I would listen to for sure. Honestly, if that, it's funny because that guy was like, oh, I wasn't feeling that. And then you were like, hold up. Did sound cool? I was like, oh, I'm in for this.
Yeah, a lot of these songs tend to have like a lot of ups and downs.
I think.
It's just like you're like, okay, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
like that switch.
Well, I mean, that's just like, I mean, think about it. Like, if you're out there trying to make an intro song for anything, you got to think about it. You have 30 seconds. You got a minute to like do something hot.
Yeah.
And you don't want to like just have the same thing over and over. So like, you're gonna do some crazy stuff.
All right. So next one is for a very popular anime.
I've heard of it.
You heard of Black Clover?
I've heard of Black Clover, but I've never watched it.
Okay.
So no.
We're gonna go through a couple Black Clover openings. We're going to go through about three of them. There's 13 of them in total, but we're going to do three of them.
Sure.
So Black Clover has a lot of bangers. I'll say that. It's, in my opinion, I'm like, it's one of the stronger animes that have been able to pump out solid songs. Okay. Solid songs. That's just me. Okay. We'll see how you feel about these songs. You have no connection to the show whatsoever.
No connection. Don't even know what it's about.
So this is Vicky Blanca. The name of the song is Black Rover.
Black Rover for Black Clover. Got it.
I know it's a little low, but...
It's okay, it's okay. Okay, I like the singing. I might say something inflammatory. It feels like generic anime music. Mm-hmm. And like I'm watching the visuals, and maybe I gotta see a whole episode.
But no, I mean, this is blind for you, though. You're not supposed
to
see an episode.
I feel like, okay, some of this stuff got cool, but like... intro parts where like showing the character and it's just like five of them and like the image just moves. I'm like, that's lazy. That's just like, this is your intro. You better be hot, you know? Like, this is cool. Very metal. Those harmonies are sick. I used to play a lot of DJ Max Portable, and they would have a lot of songs like this where it's like metal with like piano and it's like really sweet sounding, but then it would just go super heavy and dissonant. I don't mind it. It's not my style. I'm gonna give this a C.
Ooh.
I'm gonna give it a C because also I'm taking points off for the visuals in the beginning. I just wasn't like...
We are taking the visuals into account, y'all. Right. We are taking the visuals into account.
Wasn't feeling it.
All right. The next one is the Black Clover opening by the artist Snowman titled Grandeur.
This is a song I've, like, danced to on DDR. They got horns. They got electro, like, 808 toms. Yeah. I've definitely, DDR danced to this. I think the energy is good. I'm going to forget about this song immediately. I already don't know what's like. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't sing anything from it. You had a gun to my head. I would die. The longer it's going, the more I'm like.
You're like, cut it off.
Like, the visuals are cool. I don't know. And I'm going to say this too. I think it's also depending on, like, the more you're going to be listening to this, you know, you're going to get tired of listening to stuff. Yeah. Maybe your tolerance is going to get, like, you probably will see the tier list.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to, like, just to set the bar, I'm going to give that a D. Oof, because D. I think that, again, and at the end of the day, listen, like, even if it's like an F, I doubt that we're going to find a song that is just straight garbage. Like, yeah. I'm sure someone had to be like,
you might
like,
find some garbage.
Right. And I also, you know, music's subjective. But at the end of the day, like, I just wasn't feeling that. The visuals were cool, though.
All right. So, this is the last Black Clover opening we're doing.
Okay.
By the artist Kumi Koda.
Okay.
The name of the song is Guess Who Is Back.
I hear piano, I hear guitar. Is she gonna scream? Here we go. Yep. Okay, so you know, this is reminding me of all those like AMVs with like
AMV
the AMV of Dragon Ball Z, but with like Linkin Park. So we went from like electro to rock to trap. The person singing this song, it doesn't fit the vibe to me. I like the beat. I like that they pronounce the guess who is back. I do like the trailer more. It feels like I saw more magic. I'm assuming Black Clover is about magic and stuff. And I really sense that here. Very, very dynamic. Okay. I would give that a C.
Okay.
It's not as bad as the D.
So Black Clover wasn't busting for you.
It's not my style. You know what it is? It's just like there's a vibe of like anime. It's, again, like you think of like the culture of Japan and like their music styles. Like, you know, they have like Japanese rock. And like, I love rock. I love metal growing up, all sorts, 80s, like glam, whatever, grunge, but like the Japanese rock sounds off to me because sometimes they'll like, it sounds cool, but then they sing and it's like this like sweet voice.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's just not my vibe.
Right. Cool. So next one, we're gonna be going with the anime Blue Lock. Have you heard about this?
No.
So Blue Lock is a more recent, I guess, I don't know when the manga came out before, but the anime just premiered this past fall.
Okay.
And the person who creates the manga was in charge of designing Team Japan's
oh
uniforms for the World Cup.
That's why they lost.
Damn. Damn. So it's a soccer anime.
Got it.
It's a soccer anime.
So it's about like Messi and...
It's actually, if you imagine you combined soccer and Squid Game.
Interesting.
Except what's at stake is not their lives, but their whole soccer careers.
I mean, practically their lives.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
So Blue Lock's opening one. There's only two openings now, but we're just going to play the first one. Okay. More recent anime.
Ooh, visuals are dope. Of course, you gotta get the evil guy with the glasses. Oh no, this song was killing it for me. And then they say in the English, trap drums. So I know it's just the intro. If the episodes are animated like this, I want to watch this.
It's alright. Usually the intros always have a higher quality of animation.
Right, but that's my...
But there's some sauce on it. I love it. I don't even know soccer that well, and I love this anime.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not a big soccer fan until the World Cup.
Essentially. This got me to understand the World Cup a bit better, right. Actually.
I would give that, honestly, overall, I would give that an A.
That's an A.
That's an A.
Because
it's making me excited to try to watch Blue Lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to learn about soccer and like kind of the intricacies of like how people think in the game, I've learned a lot from it.
You mean football? For all international fans.
Well, sorry.
You have to be inclusive. Right. The real croc. Let's go.
All right. So next anime, Call of the Night.
Okay.
The name of the artist is Creepy Nuts, and the name of the song is Daten.
Daten. I don't know how to feel about this song. Like, when I'm starting to be like, I don't know, it does something different, I'm like, oh. So they're watching the intro? Yo. Yeah. Okay.
This shit get you, boy. This shit
get you. Yo, okay.
Well, I'm gonna put the AC on. Let's get hot.
So it started off real bad. I'm gonna say this. Happy in the first half, not gonna lie. The second half, just like, it went like, oh, you hate this song? Guess what? You love what you hate.
I'm about to switch it up. That's the thing, but they really just be switching up out of nowhere. You're like, oh, okay, nothing. I got the song figured out. And then you're like...
Honestly, it got hot at the end. The only thing that's holding me back from giving it an A, the visuals are looking kind of weak. Like, in the beginning, it's looking weak. I'm giving it a B. All
right, that's fair.
It was... The catchy part is catchy, but like, come on, the whole package, man.
All right, so, next one. Chainsaw Man. I'm sure you've
heard of this. So, I heard of it. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on the list. Yeah. You know, gotta see it.
The name of the song is Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu.
Kickbacko.
There's a lot of movie references, by the way, so pay attention.
I see Pulp Fiction. I see Reservoir Dogs. Oh, the Big Lebowski. The animation looks sick. Yo. Yo, it's a bop. The visuals are fire. Oh, I gotta watch the show. The animation looks so good. It feels like Animatrix. Like, I feel like I saw an Animatrix thing. That's fire.
I like how you just like. I don't.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's A. That's an A. Song. If I was like had my eyes closed, I would like just song wise, it was a B because the first half was like this is all right, but then when they started getting to that like catchy part, I was like, oh, the catchy parts.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I'm starting to see animes like they do what they want in the first half and they hit you with the
yeah. Because the thing is, it's always a song. It's always its own song. Right, so usually they're about 3 minutes, you know, 4 minute real songs, and then they have to try to cut them down to a minute and 30 seconds properly piece for you to get a good vibe of it. All right, so A. So I'm gonna hit you with something for your nostalgia, your taste buds.
I'm gonna tell you the grade already. Like I'm sorry.
So we go with Cowboy Bebop, Seatbelts, Tank.
Everybody's gonna step together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
They really did it with this boy.
So here's the other thing. What this has that a lot of, I feel like, as I'm listening to these modern shows, this has restraint. So what I mean is, yeah, like the music's going off, but I feel like if this anime came out now, you're gonna hear some guy like singing on it and stuff and like ruining it, you know? Because some of the stuff I heard, I was like, yo.
Because even the Beastars one, you said you felt like it felt fire. Like this one, but you, because this kind of like it has vocal on it sometimes.
It just took away.
Yeah.
But also, like, the style of this is so artistic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, the anime itself.
Basically Tarantino, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, what came first? This or Tarantino's style? I can't remember who copied who. That's why.
That's true. That's an S. Get out of here. I don't even know the whole song.
That's an S.
That's an S. I'm sorry.
All right. So we're going to go with the Cyberpunk Edgerunners OP next.
Okay. I heard that's a good show. I didn't watch it yet. I tried to play the game and it was still very glitchy at the time. I was also only rocking a PS4 at the time.
So the name of the song is This Fire by Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, okay. So... Song is good. The visuals like are so lazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the colors, but like, you know, you're watching all these other anime things and you're like fire.
You're over here like, come on, guys.
This is like the laziest. The song is good, but now, if anything, now I want the catchy like.
You're over here like.
I need a catchy Japanese person like singing something because the guitars and the drums aren't doing anything that interesting. It's not even Franz Ferdinand's best song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, for the amount of, like, expectation I had, that's a D.
Ooh.
That's a D because it's Franz Ferdinand doing an anime song. They're, you know, they're a popular American band, or I don't know if they're from America, whatever.
Yeah.
But the point is, like, and Cyberpunk's a franchise, like, bro, you can't come out here with silhouettes and changing colors and have, like, just a basic...
It seemed like they didn't put a lot of effort.
Nothing.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's lazy.
So, that's a D.
Honestly, I would... No, we'll keep it at a D.
Still not ready for an F?
Not ready for an F. Because, again, it wasn't, like, a bad song. It's just, like, it's not up to snuff compared to everything else.
All right, so... Next anime, Death Note. Name of the song, The World by Nightmare.
Okay.
Death Note opening one. I know you know what Death
Note
is.
I know it. I didn't watch it. Maybe I saw like the first episode once a long time ago, but...
And this is like, Death Note's like, shit, 08.
Oh, right. It's like, old.
That's...
Right. It came out in 08 and it reminds me of all those like 08 singers, like, you know, like
you think about it, he's like, oh, it sounds like 08.
It sounds 08. Like this is your king. This is what you want to show in the intro. They panned a photo. Like again, it's 08. It's the time.
Let's bow out now. I can already tell you.
That's a D. D for Death Note. D for these Death Notes.
All right. Next one is one of the more popular ones right now, Demon Slayer.
Okay.
We're going to play two OPs from Demon Slayer, opening one and opening three, I believe.
Got to watch this because I hear people watch it. They cry at the movie theaters, stuff like that. Like,
I'm one of those people that think Demon Slayer is a little overrated.
Okay.
But the animation is fantastic.
Got it.
It makes the series and the plot just a lot better because the animation is so great.
Okay.
I don't think it's doing anything special.
Groundbreaking or anything like
but
that.
But it's good.
Okay.
It's still good. It's a lot of people's first anime now. So this is some people's Dragon Ball now, you know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like some people put Dragon Ball to an overly heightened storytelling-wise.
It is, nostalgia-wise, it is so overhyped. Yeah. It's not a great anime.
It's not the best storytelling out there,
no,
you know what I mean?
Not.
All right, so, Demon Slayer opening three, and then we'll play one after.
Let's do it.
So this is titled Sankyo Sanka by Aimer.
Sankyo Sanka. It's like 120 FPS or something.
God damn! I told you this animation, bro.
4K UHD. How am I seeing this in surround sound, bro? Like, this is an A. Just wait. I'm gonna give it a chance to fail.
You know something's happening. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Nah. This is a mess. The song is fire. The song ramped up, but honestly,
he said, "Nah, this is an S."
But it's funny you said it because, bro, the visuals just like
you was like, "What the fuck am I watching, bro?"
That's insane, dog. That's insane.
So what has happened is there is not a lot of anime that reach up to this animation quality.
That's what I'm saying.
Just like what, and that's why I said it. It looks so good that you're just like, "Nah, this is just fire."
That's
bro.
What. That's what. How can you not? Yeah. Like, there's even a shot. Like, there's one shot where it's like it looks like it could be a basic just panning down a cell or whatever, but it's like raining and the guy like moves and I'm like, oh no, this was planned.
this was planned.
Yeah, like intentional. Oh,
they made this
intention. That's an S plus. No. I can't. It's on par with Cowboy Bebop Tank.
That's season three, essentially.
Damn, you didn't even show me the other one.
So I'm gonna give you season one now. This is the first one. So let's see how you feel about it. Okay. Like, you got a taste of like getting deep into it. Now you're gonna get a taste of like the roots.
The roots. Okay. I love that shot. This feels like standard anime. Yeah. See, like, the pause and, like, just camera moving.
Yeah.
I mean, this animation is still dope. The cell shading. Nah, I gotta watch the show. Okay, this was a B until this part. Damn, the animation's really good. The song isn't as strong, though. Okay, damn. I'll stick to the B.
The B?
Because I think the visuals are really good only, like, towards, like, the, you know, the second half. And then the song itself, like, it didn't really grow on me. It didn't mess me up, like, the way the other
D. The other one had you fucked up. You was like, huh?
Like, if you showed me this first, maybe I would have said this was an A in the other one. But because I think I'm here now.
Cool. So, next one, we're going with a classic.
Woo!
Digimon OP. But I'm going to play the original Japanese one.
Let's go.
Have you ever heard the original Japanese one?
Digimon.
No.
Oh.
No.
I just know that there's a guy named Izzy in it. I never really watched the show. I only know the intro from, like, Fox Kids.
Right. So this is the original Japanese intro.
Okay.
We'll play the English one after.
Yeah.
But this is the original Japanese intro because most people only know, you know, that was the era where a lot of us know the English versions of the songs.
Right.
Because this is just, like, younger anime.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes when you hear the Japanese version, you're like, whoa, that's a whole different vibe than the other one.
Trust me. I totally get that. Wow. It's not even digital at all.
It's not even digital at all. Sorry, this puts you back into that year too. You're like, whoa, I know this year. This is like 2001.
Oh, I like this. I like this a lot.
It's a vibe.
Oh, the guitar. This is a fun Guitar Hero song. And the guy was singing it. It fits.
He tried to give it with the words.
Okay, that's an A.
That shit slapped?
That's an A for me.
That's crazy because you never heard it before. The first time I heard it, I was like, whoa, this is not even the song. This is nowhere near like.
Nope. It's not.
What you was expecting.
I had to like take it out of my mind.
You was like, this is not the same thing.
Nope, it's not.
Come on, we know what it is.
This is the vibes.
This shit slapped too, though. They both slap.
In a different way.
They knew what American kids like. They knew we were so basic, bro. They was like, y'all can't handle a real song. We gotta y'all can't hear no real song.
But you know what? They also had to carve out their own niche. Because remember, at the time, you got a lot of rock music intros. You got the X-Men, you got the Spider-Man, you got Power Rangers. This is like the digital one, and you really want to like harp on that. It's a little bit of like rap. Because like, remember, what were the Pokemon was like a song too, you know? Like, this is a way to stand out.
You ever heard the Digi-Rap?
No.
So it's from the Digimon movie. This is not going to be part of the list.
But, it's fine.
But like, it's Digimon movie. Oh my god, this is going to be fucking jokes.
Digimon,
bro.
I'm giving.
I'm only going to play the first. Like, yeah, this is the intro for the movie.
Yeah, yeah, let's hear it. These like bubble sounds.
Alright, get ready.
Did you know? Yo.
It's the, whoa.
What in the Macklemore? Yo. Who is this?
Who is this? Who is this man?
No, like.
I don't know, bro.
Digi rules, which is Digi dudes. Got Digi ability, Digi dude. Yo, I'm giving the American Digimon, taking nostalgia glasses off, giving it a B.
B. But the Digi rap, no, it's an S, right? Digi rap is an S, though.
Oh, no, dude. I feel like we need to find out. You,
yo,
keep going. I'm going to look up. Who did the Digi rap?
The Digi rap is crazy, son.
Could you imagine?
Honestly, I ain't going to lie to you. When I was 10, I thought he was spitting. I thought he was spitting, bro.
Yo.
All right.
Just Digi dudes, the Digi dude.
So
yo, MC Peapod.
That's your boy.
that's your kid.
That's your boy.
Yo.
All right. So we're gonna throw the ball in your court now.
Okay. Here
we're going
go.
Dragon Ball.
Okay.
So
let's go.
We're going with the Dragon Ball GT intro.
Okay.
The English one, and then we'll play the Japanese one after.
Okay.
The English one is made by Mark Menza. The name of the song is "Welcome to the Grand Tour."
Okay. GT. Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Your whole soul just got sent. Yeah. He was like, oh, God. Might be the same guy. It might be MC Peapod. It might be MC Peapod.
This, like, fake Ice Cube, fake Ice Tea. I'm not mad at it, to be honest, but it made GT seem so much darker. I'm gonna give that a B.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it a B.
Respectable. And now we're gonna play the GT Japanese opening.
Yeah, let's hear
which
that.
Which is by Field of View, titled Dandan Kokoro Hira. Oh my god, Dandan Kokoro Hirateku? Hikarateku? Oh my god, I feel like I just. If I butchered it, I'm sorry. Please don't cancel me.
You tried.
I tried.
Don't tell me that this is MC Peapod. Don't tell me that MC Peapod is just like some old, like, no, that's Elmer Bernstein. Yeah. I don't know who's out there. If you know MC Peapod, send us a picture. I just want to know who this man is.
Tell me trying to collab.
Trying to bring back Digi.
Yo, let's link and build.
We're just Digi dudes.
Digi-dudes.
With Digi dudes. That's all I'm saying. Trying to make Digi tunes.
Alright.
Okay.
So we'll go with we're playing the Japanese GT over there.
Yo, I was not ready for that. I feel like I've heard this before. You know what? I heard it in like a video game or something. You know what I mean? Like
it might have been one. They probably had it in one of those.
Yeah, because I didn't watch GT like that because I knew GT was like it felt fake to me. You know? Like Akira Toriyama was not part of it.
Yeah, it was like, just, it basically technically all filler.
Yeah, 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 and just like the whole concept of Goku as a kid, just like again. That's straight ball sack. Yo. And for that, yo, watching this video would get me arrested.
Yes, you'd be out of here. You don't seem to be alive.
No, I'm giving that a D.
That's a D.
I almost gave it an F for almost getting fired watching that.
All right, so now we're going to go with Dragon Ball Super.
Okay.
Opening 2 by Kiyoshi Hikawa. Limit Break Survivor. That's the name of the song.
This is Super, right?
Yeah.
What song is like that? What other theme song is like that? Yeah. This is a B. This is a B. I think the song is good, but knowing Dragon Ball, and this is also why I wasn't a big fan of Super, or just Dragon Ball Z in general, as it's gone since the except for the new movie, that movie that came out like last year. Love that movie. But I just feel like Dragon Ball Super, or just Dragon Ball in general now, is like, just feels very lazy animation wise and story wise too. It's like, yeah, so like this, I don't know, it, just not feeling it as much.
So what are we giving it?
I said a C.
C.
I think I might have said B. I'm bringing it to a C.
C.
All right. Yeah.
Let's hit with a classic though. Some child.
So, yeah. La- this.
Hey, shut up.
This is gonna be definitely like some nostalgic things. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna try. Come on. That 80s? Hikaru,
fly away. He got off.
See, like, look at this animation from the 80s. Shit looks so clean.
Well, this is remastered.
No, I know, but, like, even back then, like, it's dynamic. Yeah, this came out in 89. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then you got these new ones where it's just pictures of them like move, like,
yeah, it's like if they could try this hard back then, what you had to
right
don't even know what that means. Nope. Bro, I don't even know what that means. Nope. Just be slapping, bro.
Yo, no, this
is I already know the nostalgia is there. Yo, no, just let it, let it fly. Let it go. Let it go. Just go ahead.
It's
go
an
ahead.
A. It's an A.
It's an A.
It's an A. It's an A. I can't give it an S. I think it's the nostalgia will be kicking in if I give it an S.
All right. We'll go with the English now.
Yes.
We'll play some Rock the Dragon.
Listen, Rock the Dragon, another good example of restraint. So go ahead and play it. You don't got someone like singing all over it. Just enough. Just Dragon Ball Z.
Rock the Dragon.
Yeah.
No lyrics.
Yeah.
Dragon, rock the dragon, dragon. This shit really had you high. You knew. No. Well, honestly, when this play, you was like, I know what I'm getting myself into.
But wait. The little.
They go crazy.
Imagine seeing this at 6 in the morning.
What the fuck? Yo,
this was like cocaine for kids. No, this is an S. I have to do it. This is an S. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for nostalgia. Yo, if you are not alive back then, and you know, now y'all got like a Crunchyroll and High Dive and all these other anime things. We only had, you could either watch it at 6 a.m. or you watch it at 5 in the afternoon.
Maybe you might catch that midnight run.
Right, if everyone goes to sleep. But yo, 6 a.m. and you hear that song? Come on.
That is crack for kids.
And just like pastry, like one of those strudel. Toaster strudels, but like extra icing, yo, bouncing off the walls.
I always made my toaster strudel sloppy. I could never get it right. I had no technique, like, bro. I used to always like bust the packet open, pause, because like the cream cheese would just come out the other. I'm like, oh, bro, what's wrong?
Yo.
All right. So next one, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay, Full Metal. I heard of this. I think I've seen some of them.
Name of the song is Again by Yui.
Okay.
This is also around that same era, 2008-ish.
Okay.
2012.
Ooh, I love her voice. Is this the remastered one or no?
Yes, this is the Brotherhood is the second.
Right, Brotherhood's the second one. I'm waiting to see if this song switches up, but so far it's an A for me. Ooh, what? Oh no, it's definitely an A. The animation's sick. I wasn't expecting the people's like torsos to just disintegrate. Okay. Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's an A for sure. That's an A.
A for Alchemist. Some more old school. I don't know if you watched this, but this is G Gundam.
Yes. Well, actually, before I say yes.
You probably watched Gundam Wing and not G Gundam.
Right, not G Gundam.
So, it's funny because Gundam Wing came out here first.
Yeah.
And then we got G Gundam after. And at that point in time, a lot of people probably stopped watching anime. I have a whole G Gundam review out. You can go watch that and check that out on the channel, by the way. That's a little plug, little pluggy plug. But we got it after, so a lot of people probably fell off on watching cartoons too.
Right.
People remember Gundam Wing.
Right.
Don't remember all of it. No. But they just remember watching it.
Yeah.
And then you probably was like, okay, I'm good on cartoons. I got a little too old. But G Gundam came out after that. But in actuality, G Gundam came out first in Japan.
Got it.
And then we just got Gundam Wing first. And then that after. So this is a G Gundam opening one.
Man, I just love these robot, like, you know what? I feel like if I was like young, you know, if I grew up watching this, I would like this more.
Yeah, there's no nostalgia goggles for you though.
There's
you're
no just nostalgia goggles.
You're just taking it in as it is.
Unfortunately, because it is of the, you know, 1994, animation is still pretty cool. Well, I remember that Gundam fighting game on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
that was fire. Like I don't know the stories as much, yeah, but just the look of it.
They're that's cool. It. It's that's, the coolest yeah. fighting robots out, bro.
Yeah, that's an A.
That's
like
an A?
Gundam is what I wish a Megazord was like. You know, like if a Megazord, if they made an if they make a Power Ranger anime and have the Megazords and the Zords come out like that, it's a wrap.
Alright, so now we're on the Gundam Wing opening.
OG.
This one's actually a bop. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh yeah, come on. Like, this is like, you know, like, this is what anime's doing now. Just, like,
yeah.
stills. But again, this was, like, 1985.
You're like, it makes sense why you're still doing stills. Right.
And then you get this cool stuff. Like, that's sick. Come to my birthday party.
Come to my
I'll
birthday.
Kill you.
I'll kill you. Bro, he be bugging
for
out.
For no
son.
Reason.
He is crazy, son.
I'm giving that an A.
I'm giving that an A as well.
Right. I'm going to give that an A.
And we got one more Gundam show.
Okay, let's
so
do it.
This is the most recent Gundam show that's currently airing. It's called Gundam Witch from Mercury.
Okay. How many anime shows do you think exist where they just do a focus of the eye and it opens? Like, I feel like they all just do that. It's just like the lazy.
There's a formula. Yeah. to it. The thing is with, like, production teams, I also, like, try to, like, chill out on, like, how I speak on them because how much they get paid.
No, totally.
Yeah.
And
they
I get that.
They get smoked, so sometimes it's just, like, the effort.
Right. To that point, it's like, maybe it is lazy because, like, they don't get paid enough. But it's like, for me, it's like an intro is, like, what sells the show. So if you're going to put effort, it should be here. Otherwise, the actual show is going to be whack. Also, how long has it been? Yeah, like, I just want to see. It's been, so it was like about 40 seconds in until you saw Gundam.
Yeah.
And for that, I give this a D.
Ooh.
Like, the song's like, okay, it was nice in the beginning. The animation is not great to me. It's a Gundam thing, and you're gonna, like, make me wait?
You're making me wait?
Not about that.
So it's a D.
Sorry, guys. Sorry if you're a Gundam Witch from Mercury. I feel like it's a Witch from Mercury anime, and they put Mobile Suit Gundam in it.
Ooh,
that's what
spicy.
I'm getting from the intro. All
right, so we're gonna go down a rabbit hole right now.
Let's go.
You ever heard of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Yes. The old school anime and...
Yeah, it's been out forever.
For a
it's
long
been out
time.
Since the 80s.
Yeah, I remember
it still
playing
comes
video
out
games,
now.
Right.
So we're gonna go through a couple of JoJo's openings. First one we're gonna go with is JoJo's Part 2 called Battle Tendency.
Okay.
The name of the song is called Bloody Stream by Coda.
Opening 2. Oh, dude. The animation's sick. See, again, like, you don't have to, like, do too much. This is artistic. Like, I love that. Oh. This song is interesting, too. I really love this intro. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yo, nice. Without knowing anything about the show, the color scheme is inspiring me so much visually. That's an S to me.
That's an S.
Not knowing nothing from the show, the animation, the colors, and the choices that they made.
Yeah.
Like, again, if it's going to be a still or something, like, make it creative, you know?
So the thing about JoJo's, so a lot of people tend to, it is a bizarre thing to read and watch. So
right.
A lot of people tend to get a little overwhelmed by a lot of it's like kind of like fluidity.
Right.
It's just very just like out there.
Right.
So it is a bizarre watch. It's in the title.
Right.
But the characters have had such a high like influence in like manga
yeah,
and anime
yeah.
and also fashion as well over
yep,
the years
yep.
The guy who does this is really into fashion so much so that like there's been like Gucci collabs with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure with his
okay.
characters. They were used as models like in some of their stuff. They
wow
would, they would put certain
like
characters in
Gucci
outfits
wow
and stuff like that.
That's really cool.
So now we're gonna play two intros from JoJo's Part 5, which is Golden Wing. There's two intros for it. So the first one is called Fighting Gold and it's by Coda, same person who did the last song.
Okay, and the song was really good too. I liked it. It was catchy. Again, and I like songs that aren't doing too much. Yeah. Sometimes, and I'm noticing about anime, it's like rock and techno and electro and screamo and then hip hop trap. Like, choose to pick a lane. Like, I like, that's why, like, if you're doing a jazzy thing, and I know jazz is also a fusion of a lot of different things, but it needs to make sense.
Yeah.
You know? So,
the thing, another detail about JoJo's, which you'll see as we go through his opening, and I'm saying different parts, and they're not in chronological order. Right. The main character changes every part.
Got it.
So, it's a family lineage type story.
Got it.
So, you'll never see the same characters if I'm talking about a different part.
Like, JoJo's not a character,
it's a bloodline.
Interesting.
It's a person. Like, originally, it's a person, but continues on. Each part goes like maybe great grandkid. Legitimate kid, great granddaughter from it follows through that family's journey.
Is JoJo the anime from the 80s where like someone punched someone in the chest and like their head would explode or something? Or is that a different anime?
That's something else, I think.
Something, whatever. Mm. They have a very similar art style. Like, anyways.
Yeah. All right. So we're going Fighting Gold.
That's cool. They remind me of like the James Bond type of things, like the James Bond intros. Cool. Style is so dope. It's such a James Bond vibe. I'll give this an A.
It's an A?
Yeah, right. I think it hits and it's really dope. The animation looks cool. There's some parts that like wasn't like amazing. I mean, granted, maybe the other one you showed me was more recent.
Yeah.
Maybe like the advanced of technology and animation is better, but this is still good. It's just the other one like was hit.
Another funny thing about this JoJo, the author is really into music, right?
Okay.
So a lot of his powers are named after musical artists or songs.
Okay.
And also every ending song is like whatever song he liked during that time when he was writing this part. So the ending song for this part of JoJo, you'll never guess what it is.
Okay. Here we go. But I will say, like, a lot of the, especially the ending songs are so different from the intro, so. No, I don't understand.
This is the ending song. This plays every episode.
How? Like, he, like, hit up, he hit.
Well, the anime studio, like, it's right, like, pay the rights, you know?
Freaking you.
Bro, it's always real actual songs, like American songs that they choose. So JoJo's ending, like, 3 is a song you also know.
it's literally like someone made a AMV.
Yeah, but except that's the actual.
Oh my god, like the Egyptian. So that's where their budget goes to. Instead of paying the animators, like, yo, we're gonna drop like quick 100K.
It's always an actual song. JoJo's is nuts, bro. It's so interesting. Weird. All right, so we'll play the second intro for JoJo's Part 4.
How many episodes of JoJo is there?
Episodes? Not a lot of episodes, actually. They don't have any filler. Obviously based in Italy.
Golden Wind. It reminds me of like a White Lotus. Ew, they put the sound effects in the song?
They do it usually for the last episode.
Got it.
Because it's the last episode of the season. Because there's like, they do funky things every finale. They do something funky.
Damn, the effort is good in it. The artistic value is good. The song sucks. Oh no, what is this? The hell? The singing. Okay, alright. It's a C. It's like, I see the effort, so I can't fault it.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
Alright, cool.
Like, I have yet to find one that I'm like, I wish I could go back in time and never hear this song or see this intro. And that would be an F for me.
Alright.
Got it. So I don't know if we might get to an F, but I mean, if you got some stinkers.
We'll see. So this is Phantom Blood now, JoJo's Part 1. This is the very first opening.
Oh, that's sick. They had like the manga roots and stuff.
Yeah.
This intro.
It's opening one. First one.
It is so like artistic. It reminds me a lot of Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
If the song was better, this would be an S. It's an A for me. Yeah. Yeah, if the song was better, this would be an S.
Okay.
But because the song, like, to me, doesn't do the visuals justice.
I bet.
But it's a good song. It's a good intro.
All right. So next up, JoJo's Part 3, opening one.
How many songs has it been? How many songs have we listened to?
We are at song 31.
Okay, so we're like halfway mark.
Yeah, halfway there.
Not bad.
Halfway there. They always pay homage to anything that happened prior.
Right. I feel like I've seen that guy.
Yeah, he's the more popular one, the most popular character from the series. Looks like you're not in love with this one.
You know what? It's funny because if I compare this to other anime intros, it's
but you're comparing it to itself.
But now I'm comparing it to the other JoJo ones, and it's like this part is pretty cool. This whole sequence is okay. It brought it from a D to like a C. I like the song.
So we going with a C. Right.
Because the first half of it was not hitting. If it was just the second half and the song was better, this would be easily be an A. But I will say these intros are getting me interested in JoJo.
Yeah, they're creative. They do a lot of stuff. So we'll go. This is the second intro for that same part.
Okay.
So this is End of the World. This is by the three people who've done the past intros. Actually, they all collabed together and did this one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The thumbnail's already like giving me something. So. What in the Les Miserables, yo? Okay, so it's funny that you said that all three of them or all a bunch of them like what collabed. I feel like the critique I have on this is doing too much. It's like way too much.
It's like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and like it's like each of them had an idea and then the person running this was like, okay. No, but like, which idea? No, let's do all of them. I'll give it a B. Ora, ora!
Yeah, that's what the ora, ora is
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I'll give it a B.
That's a B.
That's a B.
All right.
Again, maximum effort. It's just... The song's like not hitting.
Alright, so this is the last JoJo opening we're doing.
Okay.
We didn't do all of them, but there's still a whole bunch of them that's left. But this is the last one we're doing, which is the most recent season that just ended.
Okay.
Which is Stone Ocean Part 1. This one has the first female protagonist. So let's get it going. Stone Ocean OP.
See, ladies can do it too, guys, no matter what you think.
Girls do get it done. This takes place in Florida.
Oh, okay. Okay. Color scheme. I love this, like... See, this is like this is cohesive to me. Oh, man.
This is a prison story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I can tell. Like, there's the lunch lady. There's the prison ditties. Oh, I'm enjoying this a lot. The song is good. Here we go. Oh, man. Okay. Like, I wanted some on a poster. Okay. That's an S. That hit.
Spice.
It's funny because you mentioned about the fashion and she's like, she's in prison, but I could see like there's like different like fashion things about her and her crew. The color scheme, while it's like wild, it's cohesive.
Yeah.
There's like certain things, you know, and that's sort of the thing. Like the other JoJo ones, I know what they're trying to do. Doing too much.
Bring it down a little bit.
Like, you don't have to mention, like, if you didn't mention, oh, it's a prison story, I could get that. Like, she's in a prison, but she's in a cell. There's like the prison, like, cast and crew and stuff. So, I don't know anything about JoJo, but I'm assuming there's some, like, they have an avatar that fights for them or some sort of ghost.
Something like that. Around the nose, like, you got all that from the OP.
Yeah, but that's what a good intro does. It gets you excited to watch it, but also maybe gives you a taste of, like, oh, this is what we're about, you know?
I bet. We almost do this. Next one, Jujutsu Kaisen, but we're not going to be doing the opening.
Okay.
I'm going to play the ending.
Okay.
And you're going to rate the ending. It's actually by the same people who did the Beastars song, I think. Yes. The same people who did the Beastars song.
Got it.
The one with the animals that look like.
Yeah.
It's like questioning the animation.
Yeah, the
animation. I know
it's
been about 30 minutes now, so you're like, oh, I don't remember. You're like, it's been like 45 minutes.
You know the anime one?
Yeah. Remember the one we saw?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I've seen this. I love this. Not the show, just this intro. Where did I see this intro?
Probably saw it just on the internet, bro.
Someone like did like a meme to it. Things like this, like, okay, it could be lazy, but it's artistic. It's like an artistic choice. Yeah. The song I like a lot.
And it sounds like the other dude. Remember, I don't know if you remember the song now. Yeah. That's the one you thought sounded like Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, yeah. But his singing matches the vibe of the song. Yeah. Very Bruno Mars-y. I don't want to be like I'm giving away too many S's, but this is an S to me.
It's fine. It's fine. This is an you S didn't S even give out that many S's.
I think I gave like 4 or 5.
You're like at, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're at 6 S's. That's not that crazy. It's not that crazy.
Okay. Yeah, because like that one, the music is hit. Like I would listen to that song by itself.
Yeah.
Like on my iPod. So, and the animation is also really cool. Without knowing anything about this anime. Yeah,
this intro told you nothing about the series, actually.
No. It's just like lively. But also it's the ending, right?
Yeah, it's the ending. So, it's not even the opening.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, an ending I know typically is usually completely different or whimsical or funny or something. So,
alright. So, or it's next one we're doing is Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
Oh.
This is a lovey-dovey anime.
Kaguya-sama.
So there's 3 intros. Every intro is by the same person.
Okay.
So let me play. Is this the right one?
It's like a Japanese, what's his name? Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Ugh. Okay, the song gets an A. The song gets an A. The visuals are okay, but the whole thing gets an A because of the song. Man, if the visuals match the song, that's another S. But yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's doing a lot for it being about, like, a love
show. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's cool right here. This is an A for sure. Mister, this is like a. They got the guns too.
Love is war, bro.
Come to my birthday party.
Love is war, bro.
Love is war.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. Okay, that was fire.
That's an A.
That's an A.
All right. So next, we're gonna open in 2.
Okay.
They're all the same artists, so you're gonna feel that vibe.
Okay. Okay. Oh, this song is a bop! You think you can shoot me? I got my heart shield. Oh, they got the food? Hello. Get it. What the? What the? What the? Same thing. Same exact thing. The song hits so well. The visuals are like not matching it. It's an A. That's the only thing that's holding it back from an S. All
right. And now the last opening.
Okay, here we go.
And this is a series that already ended. All the episodes already came
out. Okay.
So this is the last one. Last one is titled Gidi Gidi. The other one was called Daddy Daddy Do.
Daddy Daddy Do. Could you imagine you're this artist and you do all these live shows and all you do is just like it's just like an hour of like.
You want to see what he looks like live?
Oh, you got a thing?
Oh, like this video is of him performing this.
Oh, I gotta see. The song is not as strong as the other songs.
Yeah.
And because of that, and the visuals are like still like just pedestrian to me, it's a B.
It's a B?
Yeah. Alright. It's a good song. It's just, it didn't hit me the way the others hit. Wait, hold up. I just want to hear this next one.
You want to see the drop?
Yeah, I just want to. Because he did some harmonies here that I was like, wait, that's fair. Nah, still a B. Still a B.
He's out, man.
It didn't go in the way that I thought it was going to go. Of course it's this guy. Of course it's this guy. Yes. Of course it's this guy.
Who else would it be but him?
It's literally Japanese Tom Jones.
It's him. Himmy Neutron. It's Himothy.
Himothy.
That's Himothy. And they have like official, like he has an official video. Like
I'm sure. I'm just saying when he does like live show, yo, right there. Like when he does a live show.
Yeah, bro, he'd be out here.
But it's like, all right, so do your other song. I don't have one.
Out here, bro.
I'm not even mad at it. Not, that's, listen, when you're good for something.
All right, so that's a B?
That's a B.
That's a B. All right, next we're going to Mob Psycho.
Heard of this. Don't know what it's about, but I've heard.
The same creator of One Punch Man, actually.
So One Punch Man I actually watched.
Yeah.
But it was like, how many seasons are there? I think it's, I watched.
Only two out.
Yeah, so I watched like the whole first
season. This actually is completely finished as well. This finished in it's three seasons and it ended this past fall.
Okay.
So the first one, they're all by Mob Choir. That's the name of the artist for each intro.
Okay.
This song is called 99.
Okay.
Season 2's intro is called 99.9.
Okay.
And then season 3 intro is called 1.
Interesting.
So we're gonna go 99, then 99.9, then 1.
Let's do it. The visuals are really good. I don't like the song. Damn, these are really strong visuals, though. They're, like, funny and weird, which is what I miss. Like, One Punch Man was like that.
So the concept of this show is that this character has psychic powers, right? Everybody has psychic powers. But he likes to keep his emotions in check because he knows that if he lets his emotions go out of whack, mm-hmm. he might lose control of his power. Mm. So there's always a meter in the show about where his ability to contain his emotions is.
Ooh,
and if it cracks 100, then...
Got it.
It turns into a shit show. So it's always ticking in the show.
Right, right, right.
You're
right.
Like, oh shit, he's getting stressed out in school by this girl.
Yeah.
And then it says like 27 on the screen. It's always counting. It's always counting.
Okay. Visually, it's so dope. The song, I hate it. It's a B.
It's a B?
For me. Yeah.
Nice. All right, so let's go to the next one, 99.9.
B for Mob.
Mob.
Psychos. Creative. Same here. Same here. The visuals are so fire. I'm not a fan of the song.
Mm.
B for sure. But the visuals are really cool. Now, are the shows like this visual, or they're just like it's just the intro?
No, the show looks like this.
Okay.
It gets crazy.
The fight scene is dope. Yeah. That's a B.
And this is the last Mob Psycho.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, I'm trying to give it one more chance. Let's see.
You'll be like, this shit's always trippy, huh?
But see, the other ones, at least, like, they had, like, a vibe. This feels a little bit more intercut. It's interesting, but it doesn't feel, like, connect. Like, it feels like generic Asian anime intro. It's a C for me. The song is like okay, not anything to write home about.
Yeah.
Maybe I am getting like Japanese rock fatigue
at
this point. So now the visuals are like kind of cool, but like it just feels disjointed.
Yeah.
The first two were stronger. Like it felt, even though it was trippy, it was connected.
All right, so we'll give that a C.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're going to My Hero Academia.
Okay.
We're going to give them, there's so many openings, but we're just going to give them more recent seasons. Let's season 6, Itamuki.
I think I saw like a couple episodes of the first season.
This feels probably very generic anime. I can see your face. You're like
the song. The song.
This is
like,
more. It's more of this. It's not gonna change too much.
Yeah, this is a C to me.
Okay.
Considering it's hurtful because like, and how popular the show is, and like, you know, in the little episodes that I watched, like it's pretty interesting.
Right. I mean, like, it's fun. You're getting a taste of like the spectrum.
Yeah.
The spectrum is kind of wicked. You're like, ooh, there's some really high highs.
Yeah.
But then you're like, okay, I've heard this before.
If an intro doesn't get me, like, and then you have the option to skip it, that's how I feel, you know?
And you always have the option to skip it.
Right, but then if it's like an S or an, like, yo, I'll watch Cowboy Bebop when it's streaming and I'll sit through it the entire time because it's such a bop, you know?
Alright, so we're gonna go a little old school now.
Okay.
We're gonna get two Naruto openings. There's like 20-something plus Naruto openings. We're gonna just do two of them. One from Naruto pre-time skip and one after time skip.
Okay.
So the first one we're gonna go is from part one called by Flo, titled Go.
Okay. For like a show that is so popular, this is the laziest I've seen. The song is okay. Being that this is the laziest,
you just like this. This just falls still.
Stills that they're panning over. This is a D for me. Considering that it's Naruto and like, you know how popular this is, like this is what you did to your boy.
It's also that time too.
I know, but like, here's the thing though. Like, we saw stuff in the 80s and 90s that was like hitting.
Yeah.
And I get it. Maybe it's like, oh, if you're not watching Naruto because you like it at this point, like, we just phone it.
You're probably skipping this if you're watching it. So it's a D.
Yeah. I did watch.
It's been getting crazy for you. Like, it's a lot of season D's right now. Maybe it's fatigue though. Could be fatigue.
Could be. But you know, it's like, but it's not. It's also like, if the songs are like, again, if we got some other songs that are gonna be like a little bit different vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like we're hearing a lot of the same.
It's feeling redundant. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of rock. A lot of like electro Japanese. Yeah. You know.
All right. Next one is Silhouette from Naruto Shippuden. This is like opening 16.
I like the song better.
About this singing. Yeah, because she knows the song.
Oh, I like the song better. Animation is not like
there.
But I would give this a C. The song is better. I feel like I've heard it too.
Yeah, it's a popular one.
Yeah, like this animation's cool, but I also feel like that animation's in the show, and they just took like stuff from
they
the show.
Yeah, they tend to do that a lot,
right?
From in the episodes,
and that's what I like. At least with like something like Dragon Ball Z, like that's not an episode animation. Like that's just in the intro.
Yeah. Well, actually, no.
Some of it.
Dragon Ball Z, Wrath the Dragon is all from the movies.
All from the movies, right.
They took everything from like all the filler movies that they didn't want to put in the show.
Right.
Gotta call a spade a spade. It's that time.
You're right.
It's when because a lot of all these shows were weekly, so they didn't have a lot of time to work on a budget first per season. I feel like some of these intros,
right? But I mean, like, if you make one intro for the year or one intro for the entire series, like, even let's say like you have a crappy intro in the beginning, but now you got this whole year, like, okay, while you guys working on the anime, like the episodes, someone just zhuzh up intro.
Just what would you be giving that?
I think I said C.
C?
Yeah.
Alright, well, Silhouette's a C. Now we're going old school.
I don't think it's fatigue. It's more like because we know what good stuff is.
Yeah, you've already tasted some good stuff. And you're like,
some real good stuff. Doing, right, exactly. And all especially right. If it's like an old something, like, okay, let's play this.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I'm ready for
OG.
This. I'm ready for
OG,
this.
OG. That's that 90s boy. That's just scream 90s boy. Honestly, it feels just like Gundam.
No, it feels just like Gundam. But again,
I mean, they're both fighting robots too.
But we haven't seen one yet. Show me the time of it. I just want to be able to see. Okay, here we go. I just want to see how long it takes. Here we go. What's the time? 50 seconds. Okay. So in that same breath and with the same thing that I've been saying about everything, taking my nostalgia glasses, this is a C.
This is a C?
The song is good. It's a little catchy. It's very 90s. Gotta wait this long for like the robot? Come on,
Sam. Come on, man. I don't even know the show about yet. I don't even know the show about yet.
And again, if you, I know it's of the time, but like a lot of beginning is just still and they're just like moving.
All right. So it's a C.
It's a C.
Ooh, you might make some people mad with that one.
Oh, I know.
They gonna fight you, bro.
Yeah. Make sure you comment and hit unsubscribe, hit your dislikes to the real crotch.
Killing me, bro. Killing me. Alright, bet. Next one. It's a show that I really like a lot. It's actually only 12 episodes. I actually think you might like it. It's called Odd Taxi.
Okay. Oh, nah. There's so much character in this. Oh, this song is lit. I want to hear this like cruising in a taxi,
yes.
Like by the beach or like at night.
Okay. I knew he was going to mess with this, bro.
Again, this is simplicity as an artistic choice. So I feel like it's some sort of, it's like a comedy type of show. And like,
it's a murder mystery / comedy. I don't want to give you the plot twist just in case you ever watch it one day.
Yo, that sax solo.
He wasn't prepared.
Like, that's for sure an A.
That's an A.
And I'm wondering if I'm giving it an S.
I don't know, man. You had a lot of emotions just now.
I do. Like, it was cute. It felt warm. The music is lit. There's a sax solo. I'm giving it an S.
It's an S for sax solo, yo.
Like, again, like, it's not like you need crazy stuff and visuals. Like, that one, again, I don't know what the show is, and you said it's murder mystery, but, like, it felt like, I don't know, I felt connected to these, like, little paper animals. You know, like, again, it doesn't have to be the most intricate stuff, but...
It's a good show. It's literally only 12 episodes. It's yeah. It's, like, quick watch.
Homie wants to get a little from the cat, nothing, trying to clean his windshield, can't reach it. Like, sometimes that's life, so bro.
That's an S. I'm glad you think that's an S.
Yeah.
Like, Beth thinks that's an S. Like,
right.
The house thinks it's an S.
It's the house S. I almost wish you didn't tell me that it was one of your favorites, because then now I don't want people to think that I'm giving it because he likes it.
Nah.
Because I'll tell you, I'll let everyone know, I don't care what he likes. We've had a lot of long conversations.
We always have different opinions about everything,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have no problem just, like, blaming each other on that stuff. So, but that was fire.
Next one, we're going to the One Piece world.
Okay. Never watched One Piece, but I know about it.
We're going three different versions, right? I'm going to give you the very first opening for One Piece.
Okay.
I'm going in Japanese. Then I'm going to give you the English opening for One Piece that we got here.
Okay.
Then I'm going to give you, remember, you know about that One Piece film Red that came out?
The film
that just came out that was, like, all over the place, all over Times Square and everything.
Oh,
One Piece movie that came out recently, in October.
Sure. Was that, like, live action or?
No, just like a...
Oh, like an anime.
It's called One Piece Film Red.
Sure.
It's a movie.
Okay.
And it was, like, all over the place.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen.
So we're going to see the regular intro, we're gonna see the Japanese intro,
and then I'm gonna play one of the songs from the movie, because the movie specifically had artists make songs that played throughout the movie.
Okay.
Because it had a lot of performance in it.
Interesting.
So
okay,
the songs are like real songs, not like soundtracks,
right,
like, but they played in the movie as if it was a musical, but it was part of the plot.
Got it. Okay.
Like, the power was singing,
like a musical.
Yeah. All right, so this is the OG intro, 97.
It's like, if you don't know what you're watching anime, you know now.
Now you know. If you don't know, now you know.
That's such a Dragon Ball Z thing. Running. That shot where they're running and they jump off a cliff. And is the singer of Headshot the same singer for One Piece? Because I don't have nostalgia to this, and it's the first time I've ever watching this.
Yeah, you know nothing One Piece.
Nothing. I feel like this is how people feel about Dragon Ball Z if they never watched it. Because I feel like people who love this, like, no, this is a vibe.
This is the shit. This is the shit.
And I'm just sitting here like, it's...
Okay.
I see the effort. And again, of the time, I would give this a B. I think the song's interesting. It's very, like, reminiscent of Headshot to me. That's why I was like, I'm not a fan of, like, the art style as much.
Yeah.
But it's cute. It's a cute song. What took all points away was the whole, like, intro.
The intro part, yeah.
And also, like, the guy talking, like, the narrator.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do they call it One Piece?
One Piece, because this is a show about pirates and stuff.
Right.
And there's a treasure called the One Piece.
Got it. So this
episode. And that is, honestly, anything else deeper, that's me giving you a synopsis. You're never going to watch it, so it doesn't really even matter.
No, I just wanted to know what's One Piece. It's the treasure.
One Piece is the name of the treasure.
That's
so
it.
So they're looking for the One Piece.
Cool. That's all I need. There we go. So I know, like.
So what are we giving that?
That was a C.
A C?
Yeah.
All right. You ready for the 4 Kids version?
Oh, God.
If you didn't like the Japanese guy, let's just get a load of this guy. I think you would much rather the other one than this guy. I don't think you're ready for this.
In One Piece.
If you could have understood it, then you would just know. You wouldn't ask me.
Bro. This makes me feel like I just inhabited a young boy's, like, memory.
Memory unlocked?
Yeah, like, this unlocked.
I've never
watched this show, never heard this, and I feel like, wow, I know what it's like to be a 10-year-old kid watching this. And like, That's an A.
That's an A?
That's an A for
me. Oh, shit.
Because I'm telling you right now, yeah, the rap could be cool. That's actually, as far as like cartoon raps, that's pretty good. You know, like, it's not corny. It's not like, I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously, like, it's TV corny, but like, it's not corny like Rattata, Pidgey, like, nah, like, he's actually saying stuff from the story, you know, like, and the voice too. It doesn't sound like,
yeah,
it doesn't sound like a Herb like trying to rap. Like, it sounds like a guy like, I'm gonna give him my all.
I'm gonna give him my all, man. We're here for the bars.
No, I feel like the guy who's rapping is a real rapper, and so he's out there like, he's in the streets, yo. He's like doing the show. He's like rapping his songs, and someone's like, yo, do One Piece though. One Piece. He's like, nah,
do the One Piece rap, bro. Do the One Piece rap.
And he's just like, I don't do that no more. No, you gotta do it. That's what we hired you to do.
All right, so
that's a vibe.
We're gonna do two more One Piece songs, right, from the movie. From Red. One is called New Genesis, and one is called Backlight. Pick one.
Genesis, because that was the name of my first real album.
This song, this video has 5.8 million views.
Oh, so we know is it Uta? I know that singer.
So this plays while the movie is going. But a lot of us fans, we listen to the songs on the side now. Oh, this is actually the scene from the movie, I think. Yeah.
Get up on your feet. Yo, body dysmorphia, bro. Look how skinny she is.
Oh, yeah.
And she still got a fatty? Yo, come on.
Chill.
Oh, this song is about... It's magic.
This is literally all in the movie.
Yeah.
It's not even a video for the movie.
This is the movie.
Like, I was in the movie theater watching this. Yeah. It's bopping too. Like,
right.
Huh?
Right.
Oh, she's spitting.
No, this song is a vibe.
I let the hook play once only because it's long.
No. Yeah. This is a song like I would dance to on like Beat Saber.
Well, this is giving a like K-pop type vibe.
Yeah. It's a mix of K-pop, electro. I like she's doing the dances. Yeah, it's fire.
That's fire.
That's an A.
Lit.
Song is A. Obviously, it's hard to gauge just because the other intros, you know, it's not an intro, but the visuals are good.
Yeah. Plus, like, we dead ass watching the movie.
You're right. Now. But also, the song is actually, like, so good that carries.
So, this is the other song, Backlight. It's another popular song from the soundtrack/movie. Not as many views, but it's one of the more popular ones. So, they made visuals too for almost every song.
Okay.
And it's all the same singer. She's playing this character, essentially singing for this character.
The visuals are great. The song's interesting.
It's no New Genesis.
It's
though.
No New Genesis. That's a B for me.
That's a B.
But that was great. It's a good song. All right. It's just not as good.
All right. Time for some Pokemon. We're almost done. We're almost there. So we're going to play the Japanese intro for Pokemon. Okay, have you ever heard that?
No, I don't think so.
All right. So that's opening one.
Oh, man. I'm just going to point out, before if we ever get to the English version, like, I'd be singing at a karaoke. Like, one of my boys, Jason. Shout out to Jason. Marco. You met Jason.
Yeah.
That's his song. Like, if it's like, if you hear that song, oh, you know he's about to sing.
Ooh,
and we get fine. That. Anyway, let's go. Whoa.
But he's like,
bro, I'm glad I never listened to these.
This is what, so this is what the video was for, man. Yeah. This is the moment. Yeah, no, everybody's like seeing you do this on camera.
But sometimes I'm like, why haven't I heard this Japanese version? Okay. I think it's cool. It's good. It's a different vibe. But because
the visuals are messing you up too, I think. The visuals are messing you up. Like, this is not the song I know.
No, I know. But I will say the song is good. It doesn't amp me the way the American version does. Like, the American version, again, same thing. It's like toasted strudel, like, ooh. It's good. It's a B.
It's a B?
It's a B.
It's a B.
It's a B, y'all.
It's a B.
Sorry.
Are we letting you get your gotta catch them all off? I guess we might as well let you get your shit off. Get your shit off.
Just gotta do it.
Are we just giving it an S now before you even go?
You know what? Nah, I have to give it an S. I was like, maybe the visuals aren't great. And I know the visuals are just like scenes from the thing. Come on, man. That's iconic. That's iconic.
I just saw the same thing in the other one, but this, you know, this,
I know.
I
But like, also just like real quick, wait, I just gotta run it back real quick. I just want you to see like Charmander kick. Oh, man. Just for the kick.
Charmander kick. The
little tackle, little Ekans, little Arbok.
My destiny. Whoa, you're my best friend in a world I must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch up, my heart's so true. I love you, I love you. You teach me and I'll teach you.
Oh, come on. You can't not. Can I also be real with you? Never watch the anime.
Wait, what?
Bitch, please.
I will watch the intro and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Get the hell out of here, bro.
I thought
what type of monster were you as a child?
I played the game. I'm heavy blue, red, yellow, like, you know, catch me outside with the game. When I watched the show, I'm like, first of all, Ash sounded like a little, like, he just sounded way
like a 10-year-old?
Like a herb. He sounded like a herb. It's like, Pikachu, use your Google. And I'm like, bro, like, I'm 10, and even though I sounded like a herb too, I hear it, and I'm like, that's not the voice I want to hear.
I'm weak, bro.
Like, yo, wasn't Yu-Gi-Oh like 10? And he's like, the heart of the cards.
Well,
like,
well, no, he had two different voices, though. He had two different voices. He had to transform, because you didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh
right.
either. So.
I did watch, like, the beginning of Yu-Gi-Oh. Okay. Until, like, Exodia.
He went from having a regular voice, but then when he would transform to the other form, he would have a deep-ass voice.
You're right. You know what? That, but, like, him, like, Yu Yu Hakusho, they didn't have herb voices.
Yeah. All right, anyways. So, yeah. Sailor Moon opening now.
Let's do it.
So, there's actually not a big difference between the English and the Japanese one. The melody and everything is the same. They just changed the words, obviously, because it's translating.
Okay.
So, actually, I'll throw you for a loop and play the Japanese
one. Let's do it. I'm down.
Because it's going to be a layup for if you
get the one. Honestly, and to be honest, it's not necessarily a layup because it's not my favorite. I would, like, the American one, I would give it an A. Again, iconic. Also, like, I know this was, like, for the girls, but when you were a kid and you're, like, seeing this, like,
Sailor Moon
for the boys. Yo, Tuxedo Mask though is like,
you know, he's kind of nasty, right?
He's nasty
because like they was in middle school, he was in college.
I know.
He kind of nasty. I know that.
But it was his aesthetic. It was his aesthetic. Swag. I'm gonna give it an A.
It's an A.
Japanese A. Right. Again, like, it's just catchy. It's iconic. You can't miss.
Right.
But we're giving it a notch down because we don't hang out right. with perverts.
We got nine more left.
Let's go, baby.
Nine more.
Let's go, baby.
Because now you know what it is. Long list, long video. Thank you again for doing this.
You didn't have to sit through
this whole thing, honestly.
No, we out here.
You are getting a full spectrum, and nobody can't say that you didn't hear mad shit, and you understand now kind of the spectrum of anime music, honestly.
I feel like I came here as an anime boy, and I'm leaving as an anime man.
Well, maybe a waifu.
Ooh.
You're an anime waifu now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so next one, we're going with a popular one, Spy Family.
Okay.
I feel like you've heard. Have you heard about it? It's newer, very new. Like,
yeah,
this year.
I recognize, like, the logo.
Yeah, so this is completely new.
Okay.
We're going to play the first and the second intro. The first one is titled Mix Nuts.
Oh, these nuts? Okay.
These nuts?
So, we're going to OP1.
I'm messing with this. That bass line is crazy. The guitars are dissonant to me, though. The animation is really cool. Oh, those harmonies are cool.
You know, these anime intros, there's always something coming.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith kind of thing? Because they're the Spy Family.
Well, duh.
Carmen Sandiego's in this too? Damn. There's parts where the guitars are like kind of dissonant. Overall, it's really good. I'll give this an A. It could have been an S. There's parts of the song like hits, and then there's parts that maybe it's not hitting so much.
If you heard the full version, the full version will have you messed up. There's like just parts of it that's not, it didn't make the intro.
Right.
But there's like beat changes that completely change it. Well, I won't play it here.
It's like jazzy.
All the time, but like.
Yeah. But maybe that's what it is. It's just like, there's parts that like just, it sounded dissonant, and I was like, damn, it's holding it back.
So it's an A.
A.
All right. So going with Spy Family. Opening 2, titled Souvenir by Bump of Chicken.
Okay. Bump of Chicken.
Yep.
Okay, this is a vibe. Okay. The animation looks really cool. He is very cute. That bass line is funky. Oh, ooh. I like it a lot.
Light.
It's light.
It's light.
It's light.
It made you feel the things it was supposed to make
exactly.
you feel.
Exactly. It's so cute. Right. I like that little girl, whoever she is.
All right, cool. So, next one is for an anime called To Your Eternity.
Okay.
The name.
I don't think I've heard of that.
It's not super popular, but it's good. It's up there for me. The name of the song is called Pink Blood by Utada Hikaru.
I've heard of
her. She's the one who sings the Kingdom Hearts opening.
Yeah, yeah,
so she's... she did this more recent anime opening for this song.
Also, Utada Hikaru.
Yeah.
She sings a lot of other, like, she's, like, very famous in Japan. I've heard, definitely heard some of her, like, music in the past.
So, To Your Eternity, Pink Blood. You walk away, you won't hear me say, please. This is her.
I like Utada. I don't know if I like this song. And this intro, it just seems like reused footage.
Very clippy. Very clippy.
It's all clippy. I'm gonna give this a C.
A C.
This is a C to me. As an overall package. Because also... well, you pull up the next one. Utada. Hikaru Utada. Yeah, she's an American. She did all the Kingdom Hearts music.
Yeah.
Right? There was like First Love. Simple and Clean. I remember that song.
Yeah.
With like an English album or something.
She got mad stuff.
I know she's been in the game for a minute. But yeah. Again, like her. I feel like that was
not the best. All right. Cool. So we are up to Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay. Heard of this. Never watched it.
So the name of the song is Unravel by TK.
Okay, so I want to do something that maybe... I didn't know if I was going to get through this whole list without giving one.
Uh-oh!
And this is just personal preference. If this anime is your king, I'm sorry. That intro was so garbage.
That's an F?
That's an F to me. The song is trash. They're singing like this. It's like high pitched. It's like an octave up. Falsetto. That's the word. The animation is just so pedestrian. I'm getting nothing. Like, I don't know. It almost made me mad because of the fact that we're at the end of this list or close to the end. And I've just been hearing mad good things. Like, there's no way. Like, there can't be something.
You're comparing them all to each other, which is fair.
Right.
Yeah.
That just made me mad.
That just made me mad. This is the best you could do?
Exactly. Exactly. Someone heard that falsetto and was like, yo, that's the song that we're going to put on every episode. Like, come on.
All right, next one. Tokyo Revengers is the name of the anime. The name of the song is Crybaby.
The song is so good. All these choices of characters just standing there looking at you, it's taking it away.
It's a time travel anime.
Okay. And maybe that's also like, again, I know it's all personal preference, but when you're thinking of anime, if it's like a drama or something and it's like, it's just people are just standing there in the rain looking at you, it's like, I don't know.
Cause some, you know, there's sometimes there's some anime who go too far and they spoil things. Actually, they put things in the intro,
and
that you're
like,
oh, bro, why would you do that?
Right, right. But this is like, song is good. Give this a B.
It's a B. All right, next one is a classic, actually. Okay. But it's not a classic version of it. This is an anime that's super old. Like, 80s, 90s.
Okay.
But they remade it recently. It's called Urusei Yatsura.
Okay.
And you've probably seen the images from them from back in the day.
Okay.
But this is the more recent version. This is what, like, the character used to look like back then. So this is the more recent version. We're going to play the 2022 opening.
Okay.
It's the same studio that did JoJo's, by the way.
Oh, okay.
The song, you can see it immediately, right?
Yeah. The song reminds me of all, like, the Fox Kids, like, type of energy. Except not this part. The beginning, good. Nice. So I'm assuming it's, like, dating and...
it's a comedy.
Yeah. This is cool. The song's cool. Very, like, video game retro vibes. I give this a B.
It's a B.
It's a B.
All right, next one. Your boy Kong Ming.
Okay.
Oh, it's my God. This is going to shoot you to, like...
oh, God. I almost, you know
Blue,
what?
Blue Dead OD era. But this is a more recent anime, actually. This came out last year.
Okay. Not the afro. What? This definitely also sounds like a Dragon Ball, a DDR song.
Yeah, it's a music anime.
Yeah, why they do the Drake, you know, the Hotline Bling?
Yeah, it's...
I'm not mad at this.
I'm not mad at this. Just go fuck that shit out. They go ham, bro. Yo, they go ham. Technique, bro. Yo, the technique.
Right, I'm giving that an A. That's an A.
That's me. An A?
Yeah.
Right,
I like the vibes. I like it's different. It's funny because you said it came out recently, but the song sounds so disco, like fire.
All right. Smile Bomb, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, let's go.
Let's do it. Let's give some classics.
It's been a minute since I heard this. I don't even know why I like Yu Yu Hakusho like that. But
so this person who made this show made Yu Yu Hakusho.
Got it.
Same creator.
Got it.
Well, the writer.
This is an A. This is an A for me.
Classic A.
Yeah. Classic A. Also, what I love about it is the animation it's telling. It's like showing quality from the 90s. Yeah. Come on, guys. Step it up.
Actually, since you have this hat on, I'll show you the intro for the Thunder X Hunter anime. Same person, the same writer and everything like that.
Oh, he does look like you. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so like the hat is literally like a vibe of his clothing. He's rocking like a green and like
fact this is blowing your mind, you're like, oh, this is had the fit on.
This is a C. This is just like standard. This is standard fare. The song is fine.
This is
there's
a
like
C.
Not much.
He said, I like my hat though.
Hats an A. Easy. Also it's $5. Five Below. Check it out.
Word.
Yo, don't sleep on Five Below.
Alright. So last three intros. Yu-Gi-Oh! All Yu-Gi-Oh! Intros. We're finishing this on Yu-Gi-Oh! Wow. So we're gonna play the Yu-Gi-Oh! Japanese intro, Yu-Gi-Oh! English intro, and the Yu-Gi-Oh! Season Zero intro. So this is the version of Yu-Gi-Oh! That existed before they even thought of the card game.
Interesting.
There was an anime that they put out. There's a couple episodes. It's called Yu-Gi-Oh! Season Zero.
Okay.
The card game wasn't invented yet, so it was just about him doing games. Mm. But it was much more darker. It was killing. It was like death in it. Like it was like really. It was really, really serious.
Right.
Once the card game got popular, they revamped
the anime
to focus on the card game.
Right.
So,
okay.
You get English opening first. Classic stuff.
It's funny because I remember that this intro was just okay.
Yo, move! Nah, when the beat drop on this shit is crazy.
No.
You'll see. There's a beat drop that goes crazy.
It was epic, but I remember being a kid thinking it was okay. It felt very generic almost.
Yeah, there's a lot of things from that era that sound similar because it's all the same studio too.
Yeah.
That's okay. So like you can hear like, okay.
Yeah. Now, as much as I love the show.
Come on, man.
Yeah. No, it's a classic.
Nah, go ahead.
In the scheme of things, I'm giving it a B.
It's a B?
It's a B.
That's actually very generous, actually.
Yeah, I think. Because
I was expecting you to throw out a D.
No. I think the song is good. It is iconic. The animation is cool because it's giving you the vibe of like what's happening.
Yeah.
And of course, it's time to.
You gotta
give it props for that.
Alright, cool. So now we're going with the Japanese opening.
Let's do it.
Titled Voice by Cloud. Huh?
You kidding me?
He's so bad!
That's 10 seconds of just.
He's so bad.
Yo, you wasting my time with. You waste the film! He's shooting out here, yo. The music fits the anime style better in this one. Because I think the issue with the American one is just like random things. Okay, this just stills here now. Oh, honestly, for making us wait for 10 seconds of just title,
that's an F.
Don't waste my time.
Okay.
Right. Yo, you gonna have just a title shake for 10 seconds? No, come on, man.
So, the last one. We made it. I don't even know how long we've been recording.
We're here.
We've been here recording for, this says 2 hours and 23 minutes. This is gonna be about 2 hours 10.
That's crazy.
I apologize.
No.
I apologize.
It's all good.
I don't wanna waste your time. Ooh, baby. Alright, so this is Yu-Gi-Oh! Season 0.
Alright, here we go. It's so cute. Look at how you got the big eyes. This is supposed to be the one people die.
Yeah.
Right. I remember. He's a young kid. He turns into like that. The cool version. I'm going to give this a C. It's workable. It's easy. The animation's Okay. Right. And I give it for I give it some points for Chibi Yumiyagi.
Actually, I have a surprise. We do have one more. This is not even an anime song. I want to see what you think about this song that's been taking over my TikTok.
Oh god.
Have you heard of New Jeans? So it's this song, bro, it's everywhere and I can't stop doing the dance and I want to ruin your brain. So now I'm going to make this dance be stuck in your head.
No.
It's I guess it's a K-pop group and it's called OMG, all right? 13 days ago, 6.5 million views. This shit is taking over.
All right, guys. Not like a big K-pop guy. I like pop. I like K-pop. And it's not like listen to it, so.
We'll see. I'll see what you think about the dance, though. You'll know when the dance is happening because I feel like you know these things.
Oh, this is a bomb.
This is a bomb. So it's just nothing but people just doing that part of TikTok, right? All over.
I'm sure.
Bro, this TikTok would have got to be like me doing absolutely nothing out of nowhere.
No, this is a bop. This is an earworm for sure. Yeah, no, it's a bop. That song is fire.
I was like, oh man. So I just
been listening. It's funny because like I'll hear this stuff and it's like it's great, but I don't really like put it on a playlist and I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
But when I hear it, it's like, oh, I like it. You know.
Yeah.
What's the big one? B12.
BTS. That's the thing. That's the thing. I think it's about B12 from the American Dad show.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
The son who always be singing R&B songs.
Oh, okay. But yeah, like BTS. Like I know they're big, obviously, and I never really listened to them until they made a BTS pack or Beat Saber.
Yeah.
So I'll put on Beat Saber and I'm like, well, my better. And I was like, oh.
Oh, this is the.
Yeah. And I was like, and this is like 2-3 years later, you know, I'm like, yo, this song is lit. And I'm like, where you been?
A week. I'm so dead. All right. So this is it. Wow. We're done.
We did it.
We're completely done.
We did it.
So there's two F tiers here. You know, there's a couple of S tiers.
Okay.
So your S tier songs.
Okay.
Were Cowboy Bebop, Tank, Demon Slayer, OP3,
yes.
Dragon Ball Z, Rock the Dragon,
yes.
JoJo's Battle Tennessee, Bloody Stream,
yes.
JoJo's Stone Ocean 1, Ichigo,
mm-hmm.
Jujutsu Kaisen, Lost in Paradise, Odd Taxi.
Yes.
You gotta catch them all.
Got to.
Healthy list. That's a healthy S tier list.
It's a good
all this
list.
Stuff from different generations, different, you know, years of releases.
I wanted to be fair. I didn't want to like be too nice, but also be too harsh. I mean, I think the reasons why those got Fs.
Tokyo Ghoul and Yu-Gi-Oh.
So. I think I said why. You know, I didn't want to be too harsh. I know people work really hard on these things, and when I saw those, I think that was like the opposite. It's like, yeah. Wow, no one really worked hard on these at all. Or like someone actively said, "Oh, that song, the one that sounds like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah,
let's do that song."
Crazy,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
So,
yeah.
How do you feel about this this journey, this long 60 plus song? You went through a whole playlist.
I really did.
I feel like you have a good feel.
I feel like I want to assess all the, because like that's one thing. If I just listen to them, I think the list might be different. Like a lot of the JoJo songs, right? I couldn't tell you what I remember from those songs. They were like decent. I'm sure they were like strong at some point, but because of those visuals, like, were so good.
Yeah.
Like it brought the level up. It got me excited. I gotta be real. It got me excited to watch a couple of these shows. Like I do want to check out some JoJo stuff. I do want to check out like Demon Slayer for sure.
That Demon Slayer shit had you messed up. What am I watching?
No, that was really good. And also even on Taxi, like on Taxi, I think like maybe get a little zappity.
Yeah.
And then like put that on. Like it feels like a fun little bop, you know.
Would you ever see yourself being like the rest of us anime weirdos and just listen to these songs with your headphones?
I do that like, all traveling. The time though.
That's like, what a lot of us do. We just be listening to these songs just traveling. Like, yo, why you look so serious? I'm over here bumping. I'm over here talking about.
I mean,
I'm not over here.
But that's not even anime. That's K-pop.
I know.
But like to your point, like back in the day, I remember on my like iPod and stuff, I would have like Tank. I would have the Trigun theme song.
Yeah,
I love that theme song. I would also have other like songs from Cowboy Bebop. Like there's a lot of Piano Black, and there's like a bunch of other like songs for the thing. Again, it depends, because like those are cool because I like jazz, I like R&B type of things, but like I'm not a big fan of like Japanese rock.
Yeah,
and majority of these is what it is, yeah. You know, and that's totally dope. But like, it's not something that I listen to on, yeah. on the regular. I think something like JoJo, like, from what I remember, those songs were more like rock heavy.
Yeah.
But because the visuals are just insane, like, you gotta feel it. You see, it's like an experience, yeah, you know? Perfect. So.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Look at that. So, we are done. We are finished. It's been a while.
It'll been
be
a while.
Video. And I know that some of you will be, yo, why you didn't play this song? What? That was 60 plus songs. For somebody who don't be watching anime, that's a lot to ask for somebody. And there's going to be, sorry, you didn't get the One Punch Man theme song. You didn't get this theme song. We could do this all day. You can find so many plot holes, but we just try to give you a eclectic selection of choices.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like you got a good gauge now.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And honestly, if there's other songs you guys are thinking that we missed, leave them in the comments. Let us know. Maybe we do this again.
Yeah. A part two.
Of
people just watching you just react to songs.
Just something, you know. Yeah. Again, like, I think this was really cool. There's, if anything, I hope that maybe the anime industry can start saying, yo, like, maybe these things work, but maybe they don't. You know, like, again, I love Power Rangers, but not all, like, you watch the Power Rangers now or any other, like, kid action show, it's not the same vibe. Yeah. Like, you switch it up, you learn to evolve. Like, it's cool. Like, I heard some elements of trap in some of them, but it's, like, still rock, electro, and then, you know.
The ones that surprised you, they did surprise you, and that's why they ended up higher on your list, honestly.
Exactly.
You was like, oh, this is funky, this is cool, this is different.
And again, I think it's because, like, maybe I'm not as in tune to the musical culture of Japan, right? Like, I know these shows are being made in Japan, it's gonna be reflective of the culture, but at the end of the day, like, if we're looking at it pragmatically from an outsider's view, like, this is all the same stuff, you know?
Facts.
And less, like, still shots of movie, like, bro, you got people who are
animating. The still shot thing is killing you, man. The still shot thing is
so
killing
late, because it's, when I see things like that, it's like, yo, we can do that, and we're not in an anime studio, so, like,
you know what I'll do? I'll take a whole bunch of still shots from this video and just turn, make, put an anime song
just,
over it.
And it's just like a... Just, and your eyes open. You gotta get
just
the...
zoom in. Crazy, bro. Alright, so that's it. We'll end the video here. But before we end this video, I want to thank you for doing this. Thank you again for sitting through this.
Exactly.
It's kind of hot in here. I gotta take this hoodie off. I feel like we're dying. I need some water. I need something. I need sustenance.
We gotta get out of here. We're about to faint. We literally just went back to back 2 hours and 2.5 hours of just straight anime. So
we'll end this video here. But before we end this video, if you have not already, please be sure to subscribe to the channel as well as hit that notification bell to get notified for more content that I put out. As well, if you end up enjoying this video, be sure to hit us with a like, leave a comment, and let us know your thoughts on his thoughts. So, on that note, y'all, enjoy your life.
I'm feeling great and feel the vibe. I'm really grateful we alive. And I'm feeling great because lately I've been on the way to something great. And I feel alive because I create like every day and I'm on today.